The phonatory system. The phonatory system consists of the larynx and the vocal cords. The larynx is situated in the upper part of the trachea. Inside the larynx are two small structures which look like lips. These are called the vocal cords. These are attached to one end and left loose at the other end. Because of this, they can be brought close to each other or moved far away from each other. When they are moved far away from each other, there is a space between them. This space is called the glottis. The air that we breathe in and breathe out passes through the glottis. When we breathe normally, the vocal cords are moved away from each other. Therefore, the glottis is wide open. The air that we breathe in or breathe out goes freely through the wide open glottis without affecting or moving the vocal cords. When we produce certain speech sounds, the vocal cords are drawn far away from each other and the air passes through the wide open glottis without affecting the vocal cords. Such sounds are called voiceless sounds. In English, the following sounds are voiceless. P, as in spoon, spoon, S-P-O-O-N. T, as in stool, S-T-O-O-L. K, as in school, S-C-H-O-O-L. T, as in cheap, C-H-E-A-P. F, as in feel, F-E-E-L. Th, as in three, T-H-R-E-E. Yes, as in seen, S-E-E-N-E. Sh, as in sheet, S-H-E-E-T. H, as in heat, H-E-A-T. When we articulate certain speech sounds, the vocal cords are kept close to each other, loosely. When the air from the lungs passes through them, the pressure of the air makes them open and close rapidly. This rapid opening and closing of the vocal cords is called vibration of the vocal cords. Sounds articulated with the vocal cords vibrating are called voiced sounds. In English, all the vowels, which means we shall learn more about vowels and consonants in chapter 5, are voiced. The following consonants of English are voiced. B, as in beat, B-E-A-T. D, as in deed, D-E-E-D. G, as in goose, G-O-O-S-E. Ju, as in June. M, as in mean, M-E-A-N. N, as in need, N-E-E-D. F, as in finger, F-I-N-G-E-R. V, as in veil, V-E-L. Th, as in these, T-H-E-S-E. Z, as in zoo. Z-O-O. Lish, as in leisure. Leisure, L-E-I-S-U-R-E. Ill, as in leave, L-E-A-V-E. Or, as in rest, rest, R-E-S-T. Yeast, as in yeast. W, as in wheat, wheat. So given below are the two diagrams of the vocal cords and the glottis. Vocal cords, glottis and thyroid. The vocal cords and the glottis. The vocal cords are far away from each other. The glottis is wide open. This is the position for normal breathing and for the articulation of voiceless sounds. Apart from helping us to articulate voiceless and voiced sounds, the vocal cords perform one more extremely important function. The number of times the vocal cords open and close per second determines the pitch of our voice, which means vibrate per second. When the vocal cords vibrate slowly, our pitch is low. When they vibrate fast, our pitch is high. When we speak normally, we constantly change the pitch of our voice. The way in which we change our pitch when we speak determines the intonation of a language.